Посвятить текст. Мне нравится посвятить тезайн. А even though my bias with via with Kodesh HaKadosh, that he built a inside of the via, he built a space for Kodesh HaKadosh. And we have said that that while the via is called the Kodesh HaKadosh itself, is called the via. Yet the special part of the Kodesh HaKadosh was called the via, and that was the amatraxin. That means that Vorsprung, a projection, which is one amma, which, according to the simple chat here, belongs to the 40 amas of the Hechel, and inside the amatraxin was 20 by 20 for the Kodesh HaKadosh. However, there's a machlokas where the amatraxin belongs to. Is it the last amma of the Kodesh HaKadosh, so that there are 40 amas straight in the Hechel, or is it the first amas of the Hechel, so that there are 20 amas inside the Kodesh HaKadosh? Then we said, Aboim bo amo hoi habayis. Habayis means here the Hechel. Hu ha Hechel lifnoi, which is the Hechel. Lifnoi means lefona, before, in front of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now we start from here. The Eres El Habayis Benimo, and the cedar wood, which was used for the paneling of the Habayis, the inside house, the means the Kodesh HaKadosh, Miklas Oim of Turet Tzitzit. Miklas means Kalea, means to aim, it here means to split or to carve. So it was carved in with all kinds of ornaments. But koim, it means cuts. Cuts were made. Some explain that the koim means naps, and Rashi said that means buttons, like similar to the menorah, where have similar shape ornaments. So some say they're shaped like eggs, like gourds, and so forth. But the simple word of kalkeia, kalkeia means make splits. So miklas, the koim word actually means they were carved in carvings of turet tzitzim. But turet tzitzim means actually. So all the forshim say, the Targum says also what we call in German girlanden, that means chains of flowers, flower chains were carved into the wood, flower chains. And if the bekoim are really a buds, so it means flower chains with buds. That was carved into the wood, which was in the Hechel, in the Kodesh HaKadosh. That means Eres, El Habay, the Eres, which belonged to the inside, the Nemo, the inside house, named Kodesh HaKadosh, that Eres was miklas, was carved in with the bekoim of Turet Tzitzim. That means whatever it is, knots, or whatever it means, carvings, and the Turet Tzitzim means here chains of flowers. Some say that the Turet Pota means three, here would mean open flowers. But we use the word for Turet in the Targum, and the Boston Father of the Targum means girlanden. I don't know how you say in English, garlands. Garlands of flowers. So this is would be the Hakol Eres, but all was cedar wood. Ein Eved Niro, and the stone was not visible, which means like this. We learned already that it was all covered with the cedar wood, and the stones were not visible. It means like this: when you make the carvings in the wood, you can make the carvings so that they pierce through the wood. Sharp, you'll see the stone through the splits in the wood. It was carved in the wood, but at the same time not going through the wood, only on the outside of the wood, so that the stones were not visible. The stones were covered with cedar wood, and outside of the cedar wood there were these carvings made. Udvir betoch habayis, now comes a sentence which apparently is a repetition, because it says put via the tocha eyes, the via inside the house, mipnimo from the inside. He said, where is the amotraxin, that little projection, which was one amma. Now, the via betocha bayis mipnimo, inside of the house, from inside, heichen he prepared it, the siten shom is aron bris Hashem, to put there the aron bris Hashem. Now, but what is the sentence adding to the understanding? We know that that's the Kodesh Kedoshim. Later on it says that the aron bris Hashem. In which way did he prepare this place for put the aron bris Hashem? And of course he prepared. It means he made it lishmo. Of course he did lishmo. The sentence without the medrash means nothing. I mean, it's very little. I mean, what does it mean? It's just a repetition of the same thing. Comes the medrash and tells us like this. Masha name a heichen. Mitzok she Shlomo tzofe b'ruach ha-kodesh. Shlomo foresaw b'ruach ha-kodesh. She tzofe b'ayt ha-korek. That this house which he's building will become a hope. He hoped it wouldn't, but he saw it for a possibility there will be Churban HaBayis. Now, what's going to happen to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That means to whatever is inside the Kodeshim, which is the Oron HaKodesh. Which is, there are more than the Oron HaKodesh, then there's the Sefer Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Then there is the Tzeinus Hamon, the bath over the man, which never faded. Then there is the Mate Aaron, which is supposed to be the Mate Aaron. Then also, what the Plishtim, so that we should remember that the Aaron was once taken away from the Plishtim, they sent back these golden mice and golden boys, you know, they also were there. So they shouldn't be lost. So what does it say here? The Profa Bakaka had Dvir. He dug in the ground of the Dvir. Bubone Shom Mokom Lignas Bauch Uram Soma Prokoban Abad. So he put made there a deep cave underneath the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that when the Bais is soon, the danger that the Bais is to be destroyed, shortly before, they shall hide the Oron there. Ubona also be matmonios amukos vakalkalos. He built it in deep caves and all kinds of labyrinths. In other words, that you cannot find. It was especially so constructed. Venia even al mokamahu, and on that place where the Oron HaKodesh was a stone, but even ahi hoya Oron muna. And the Oron was placed on this Aven. In other words, when you want to hide the Oron, they took off the Aven, and then they went down, and there was a tunnel all the way down, deep down, very deep down, and they put the Oron. In fact, it says that in Midas, it says there that they found one of the Kohanim found a place in the Dir HaEtzim. They found that one of the stones was a little shy, different, a little higher, and he knew that this was the Oron. And then he said, that must be the Oron. And he subsequently died. And the Chachamim said that he must have been right, because why should he die all of a sudden? He said that this is the Oron, he looked at it, this is the Oron. Somehow, the Oron is still there. I mean, this is why all these things are still there, and very deep down, and fortunately that the Arabs have it, so there are no digging of archaeologists permitted. Who knows what could happen? The archaeologists, this is Min HaShemayim that the Arabs have. And for some, the archaeologists might have stuck in it. Not Jewish, not even going. Well, 100 years ago they came, they got every place. So now this is impossible. Now in the Lochem base you find a passage where it makes reference that the Yoshio hit the Oron there. Because he found the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu and it was opened up to the Tachocha, so that he felt this is a simon, this Hamikdash will be destroyed, and he then hit it, So in the second Bais HaMikdash and also the latter part of the first Bais HaMikdash, the one of the consecration was completely empty. The Kohen Gadol went in Yom Kippur, put down the kapparos. This was on top of the Oren was somewhere underneath, but he did not. There was no Oren at all. There was nothing. It was an empty room. That's the Kohen Gadol said. It was a stone. It says Even Achas Hoyo Mimos Hanavim Hashan. There was a stone which the Nevi'im put there, but so they say that the Mask of Umar, that this stone, that's most probably not the best. First of all, the measurements are not correct. The measurements don't fit together because we have so many Amis from the coast of Morocco to the Oren, which doesn't fit to the Mokamak of Kotsegadosh. Secondly, this stone, I've seen pictures of this stone. This stone must be a Mizbeach or something, because this stone does not look like that. It says Eben Shesiyah. It said Eben Shesiyah. They say this certainly doesn't look like it. So completely, I've seen pictures of it. So that must be around there somewhere, that place. The Arabs think that this is the stone where their prophet Muhammad jumped on a horse to the sky or something. There's some footprints in the stone. So this is an Arab miser. There's nothing to do with it. Somewhere around that place is the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's why we do not know exactly where the Mokum Hazorah was, Hazorah and Rechon and so forth. That's why you're not allowed to go anywhere inside, because who knows what it is. Where it is. Anyhow, then the sentence makes a lot of sense. The Via Betal Chabais Benimo. There was a Dvir inside the house, Penimo, very much inside. Eichen, he prepared it, so in case, if it should be necessary, to sit in Shomos Aron Kusashon. That makes sense. Lifne HaDvir, now we go to the Hechel. In front of the Dvir, Esrim Amor Orech, there was 20 Amos, 20 Amos long. Yeah, no, that's the Kodesh HaKadosh Mir. Lifne HaDvir, inside of the Dvir. 20 amas long, 20 amas wide, and Esrim amas koma and 20 amas high. Now we had learned that the Hechel was 30 amas high. Now how was that only 20 amas high? So there must be a low ceiling. It was a low ceiling. That's one. The Malbim explains that Esrim amas high means the paneling of the stones were Esrim amas. On top of the last 10 amas, these last ten amas were made according to in Ibrahim, it says Evan Avonim Yekoros, precious stones. They're all filled in with precious stones. That doesn't come to distinction to the Hechel, where the paneling of the cedar wood went all the way up to the ceiling. Here it wasn't. Vaitzapeu Sov Sugar, and he covered it with pure gold. Sov Sugar. Why do you call Sugar? Sugar means closed. Closed in the sense of there's nothing but gold, which is very soft. The pure gold is extremely soft. That's just it's very, very soft. Because otherwise he would lose the paneling and would be lost. The carvings within the wood. If he covered just with gold, then you wouldn't see the carvings anymore. So this was very soft carving, a very soft gold. So it's just like gold plate. So you can see the carvings in spite of them. Now, this is Sogo. And look at Rashi. Rashi gives two perushim. Sogo. Pirshu v'rav esenu. That means the Chachom have explained the Shor shenifta nimka kol hachanuyas acheres nisgor. It means like this. When you sell this gold, all the other goldsmiths have to close their stores, because they can't compete with it. That's pure gold. And so Sogo means closed gold, because the stores have to close. Other explanations, Yonis and Targum, that Yonis and Targum is the half-top good gold, or Saloma. Mishiyeshlo mimenu, Sogo la'atzmo. When a person has this gold, he locks it up for himself. That means he guards it very carefully. So the word Sogo means carefully guarded gold. This was the purest gold, pure gold, absolutely refined, which is very soft, and that was put on. Vaitzach Mizbeach Eretz. Another very strange thing. He covered the Mizbeach with Eretz means with cedar wood. Which Mizbeach? There was no Mizbeach in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was no Mizbeach. So you have to say means the Mizbeach in the Mizbeach HaZoh. Mizbeach HaZoh from the Hechel. There was a Mizbeach HaZoh. Why covered it with cedar wood? So, look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "Some Mizbeach, who Mizbeach HaKetores?" That's the Mizbeach HaKetores. And he covered it in cedar wood. Later on, he put gold plating on the cedar wood. The question is, Mitzmiya, and the Rashi says, I wonder, Mishal Moshe Loman Nignas. Now, why did he use the one for Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu made a Mizbeach HaKetores. Why do you have to make a new Mizbeach HaKetores? Moshe made him his best described in the Torah. He decided to use the same oil, and he used the same anola, and he used the same shiva. So why do you have to make a difference there?